I'm Deanne Penn with UN News. Survivors of genocide and other atrocities committed by ISIL fighters in Iraq should rest assured that the international community supports them. That's the message from Christian Richer, head of UNITAD, the special UN team investigating these crimes. While it might appear action is slow coming, he said there is no statute of limitations and crimes can be prosecuted as long as at least one perpetrator is alive. Mr. Richer was in New York recently and spoke to UN News' Abdelmonem Maki prior to presenting the latest UNITAD report to the Security Council.
In the work of UNITAD, collecting evidence is key. It's, of course, not only part of our mandate, but it's the most important part of what we are doing as an entity of the United Nations. We have several field investigative units which are dealing with special incidents which happened during the time of ISIL in foremost northern Iraq. We are investigating in crimes against all communities in Iraq, including the Shia house, the Sunni community, the Christians and other minorities in Iraq. But we have also investigative units dealing with financial crimes committed by ISIL and with sexual and gender-based crimes and crimes against children.
Let's talk about the collaboration and the daily engagement between UNITAD and the Iraqi authorities. How crucial is that and how does it help UNITAD's mission?
This is a very important part of our work. The cooperation with the competent Iraqi authorities is absolutely crucial for what we are doing. According to our mandate, Iraq is the primary intended recipient of our products. And on the other side, the cooperation is needed for receiving information, which is needed to build the cases. So we have established a very good cooperation with the competent authorities and the government of Iraq, but as well on the working level, where we on a daily basis cooperate by assisting the Iraqi authorities, for example, in mass grave excavation or in the digitization of already existing documents. Originating from the ISIL bureaucracy.
Mr. Richer, you welcomed the conviction of Taha Al-Ja, one of ISIL members, for the crime of genocide, and you described that conviction as landmark. What is the significance of that step?
Well, the significance of this conviction is that it, for the very first time worldwide, an ISIL member was held responsible for genocide against the Yazidi population. I think it's a landmark to name the crimes which were committed against the Yazidi community as a genocide through a judicial process to, including a trial which lasted more than 1 year, and where it was proven that what happened to the Yazidi community was in fact a genocide. And I hope that other trials will follow, and I'm quite confident that other trials will follow, and bringing ISIL perpetrators to justice for genocide against the Yazidi population.
Mr. Richer, the Iraqi parliament passed in last March the Yazidi Survivors Law, YSL, to deliver long-awaited support not only for Yazidi women, but other ethno-religious survivors targeted by ISIL. Do you think these such laws can give kind of assurance to the victims that they will never go through this tragedy again?
Well, this law is a very important step forward for the Yazidi population in Iraq and even for other, as you mentioned, other minorities as well. Certainly a important signal to the community that they are not forgotten, and that the Iraqi authorities take care of them. I'm sure other more steps will follow, especially when it will come to legislation on international criminal law, but we will see what the future will bring. I think at least, yeah, as I mentioned, this is a very important signal to the community that they are seen and that their status is recognized.
Iraqi representatives and members from UNITAD have recently met with Yazidi community and civil society members to announce that the second return of identified remains will take place in Kojo village. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, next week I will go to Kojo to participate in these proceedings and the return of the remains of members of the Yazidi community. I think this is a very important signal as well to the Yazidi community that reconciliation might in the end be possible, and that it is recognized that they were victim of the crimes committed by ISIL. I think this is an important signal to the families of the killed members of the Yazidi community as well. And we are in a steady contact with these survivors of the genocide which was committed by ISIL fighters against the Yazidi community. And this is why we will participate in this
process.
Yes.
How difficult is that? How difficult is the process of identification?
The competent authorities of Iraq are currently excavating mass graves of victims of ISIL. This is a very important thing, especially for the relatives of the victims of ISIL, but as well for us as investigators, because we are gaining evidence through this. This is done very carefully. We are providing assistance to mass grave excavations, and the evidence which is gathered by doing so is absolutely on international standard and can be used in trials, what provides to reconciliation as well.
Let's talk about the challenges that UNITAD encounters. Also, if you can highlight some success stories from your work.
Well, of course, it's always challenging to investigate in international war crimes. The atrocities which were committed by the fighters of ISIL are hardly to be described. It is always a challenge, for example, to interview victims, especially when it comes to victims of sexual and gender-based crime, to build up trust between the investigators on one side and the victims or witnesses on the other side. This is always a challenge, but we have measures to deal with these challenges. We have psychosocial support for the victims and the witnesses so that they feel as comfortable as one can feel when being interviewed on crimes which were committed to oneself. Yes. This is a challenge we are facing almost every day, for example. The success on the other side would be that we are able to build cases on the basis of the interviews we conducted, on the basis of the documents which were shared by the Iraqi authorities with UNITAD, and by other pieces of evidence we could collect, maybe through mutual legal assistance or on which way ever. So we are now presenting the third case brief on the investigations regarding the incident at the Badouche prison near Mosul. The last report was mentioned, the case brief regarding the attacks on the on the Yazidi population and on the Camp Speicher attack against Shia soldiers. And we are going on with this, and the success, I think, can be seen that we are able to provide assistance to judicial authorities where it's needed, be it on the Iraqi side, be it internationally, when it comes to foreign terrorist fighters, for example. We are able, when it's needed, to provide information which might lead to convictions like the one you mentioned in Frankfurt.
And I'm sure the family of victims are kind of relieved to see this conviction of the criminals. What's your message to them, to the victims?
My message to the victims is that the international community takes care of them, first of all. Sometimes I know it seems to be a little bit slow, and they can't completely understand that the communities sometimes feel like they are forgotten because they do not, well, just see the results or cannot touch upon the results right now. But when it comes to international criminal law, this is my experience. You have to be patient anyway, if you want or not, because there are no easy results on these crimes. You know, it's about mass atrocities with an incredible amount of brutality. And on the other hand, with, well, at least when it comes to ISIL, with an organized structure of perpetrators, which has to be investigated anyway, and to name the most responsible persons in this process. And this takes time. There is no statute of limitation, so international crimes can be prosecuted as long as at least one perpetrator is still alive. So I'm pretty sure we will see trials against ISIL fighters even in decades.